Where in the Bible will I find the resurrection of the literal body? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Many scriptures in the Bible speak of the resurrection of the body, but in no place does it tell us just what that body will look like. We know the body will be changed from mortal to immortal. In the twinkling of an eye, God will give us a body that pleases Him. Identifying that new body with the old body would only be a supposition. But did not Paul compare the burial of the body with that of a seed which, though it reproduces, does not itself rise but decays? The apostle's purpose was simply to show that the mortal body which we possess on earth will be changed to an immortal, never-dying body hereafter, not to compare it otherwise to the germination of seed. Seed, when planted, reproduces itself many times over. Are we to suppose that one body, when buried, will produce from itself dozens of bodies in the next life? Of course not. We must not extend the meaning of the apostle's illustration beyond that which is intended. The body, following death, goes into the grave. But that which is buried, the body, is that which is to be raised, changed, as we have already seen, from a mortal, dying body, that is, to an immortal, that is, never dying one. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Indeed, the word resurrection requires that we so understand it. The New Collegiate Dictionary defines the word to mean to rise again. The word again in the definition shows that what was once alive will be so again. When we speak of a literal resurrection, we must have reference to the body, not the spirit, since the spirit never dies. Actually, the word resurrection, so the dictionary shows, comes from re plus surgere, re meaning again and surgere, to rise, hence to rise again. The scriptures tell us, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting shame and contempt. Daniel 12:2. We are assured there will be a resurrection, and after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27.